Right now, it is time to move over and check in and see if we can bring in the boss, Pat Pagano, with the weather. Hey, boss man.
Hello, how are you?
I forgot. I'm sitting here saying, where's Pat? Where's Pat? Oh, that's right. I've got to call him. What an idiot I am. So now, before we get to the current weather and what's happening, your new weather system is going to have a test later on this week, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, I guess you've been reading my Facebook, right?
I've been reading your Facebook, and I decided to go look and check out a few places where I know where I can find maps, and yeah, it's got a big choice to make this later on this week.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, it's definitely going to flunk on Thursday, because back on the 6th of this month, that new computer model was forecasting a huge storm for the 21st.
Yeah.
This Thursday. So that it's going to flunk out because we're just expecting rain showers, you know, and it's not going to be any kind of torrential rain or anything like that. So that's going to be, that was a long range forecast because it was over 2 weeks. So it flunked out on that. But this is a short range forecast.
Yeah.
And we'll have to see how well it does because its rival or its predecessor, the operational GFS right now, is saying nothing. So, very, very interesting to see how that whole thing shapes up. But in the meantime, it's chilly this morning. It's cold. No doubt about it. A lot of places in the teens.
I would say I'm going to take cold. I'm going to take chilly out and just put cold. At my house, it was 18.
Yeah. It's cold. And today will be in the mid-40s. And partly sunny.
Is the wind going to die down?
Yes. The wind has already died down.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not going to pick up. So that's a good thing. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-20s. It may be a little colder than that. If we get more of the way clear skies tonight, then 25 becomes 20. If we don't, then it'll be about 25. Your Tuesday, sunny, mid-40s. Wednesday, sunny, low 50s. Spring comes in at 5:58 in the evening. First day of spring will be cloudy with showers in the low 50s. Now, those showers are being caused by a cold front. And that cold front will march through the area. And here's the interesting thing. It marches through the area, and then on it forms a storm. And that storm is expected to be very close to us Thursday night into Friday. In addition, I'm not going to call it the polar vortex. But let's put it this way. A baby polar vortex drops down out of eastern Canada. Is it going to cause this storm to intensify close to us or when it gets to the Canadian Maritimes? Most of the modeling is thinking right now when it gets to the Canadian Maritimes. Well, they could be right, but that's not what I'm basing the forecast on. I'm basing it on the fact that this upper air energy coming out of Canada is going to be very strong, and it is going to produce a lot of cloud cover. It's going to produce some wind. And it's going to produce some precipitation. And because of the time of the year it is, there could either be rain or wet snow showers on Friday. And I certainly do think at this point that Saturday is going to be nothing short of cold and blustery. The first Saturday of spring.
Well, that's nice.
I figured you'd like all of this.
Any accumulation possible?
The only way you'd get accumulation is if the storm were to happen at night. During the day, the middle part of the day, no. I don't think so. Although, look what happened back in November of this year.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Well, I think about that, and then I think about that early October snowstorm where we got 40 inches, where literally the day before the snowstorm, it was like 50 degrees.
Right.
It was like 50 degrees, and then that Saturday, I can remember it like it was yesterday, during the Housatonic football game, which started at 1 o'clock. At about 1:30, 2 o'clock, it started to snow. And by the time the game was over, we already had 3 inches of snow on the ground. And then by the time I got back to the station, there were already like 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. And that the day before, it was literally 50 degrees, but we don't have to worry about that this time.
I don't think so. I really don't. I'm hoping not. I'm looking, I just wanted to see, as I speak with you right now, I just wanted to see, I want that. I wanted to see what the modeling was telling me, because, you know, the computer-generated forecast, so I don't think it was up to 120, the computer-generated forecast temperatures for the weekend, I think, in my opinion, are much too warm. I mean, they're literally going for like 45 to 50 on Saturday. I just can't see that happening. Let's see. So, 132 Saturday, the thickness is 26, 36. I would say max temperature on Saturday would probably be no higher than maybe like we're having today, 40, 41, 42 on Saturday with a wind this coming Saturday. So, if you have any plans, keep that in mind. Otherwise, this is, so far, I wouldn't call this any kind of bombogenesis or anything like that, but you did hear about the unbelievable cyclone that hit Africa, South Africa, and all the people that were killed.
There was that, and there was what happened in the Midwest of this country, where it started out with heavy snow, and then it turned to heavy rain, and they, in Nebraska and the flatlands, have had the worst flooding that they've had in over, I think it was 30 or 40 years. And something I didn't know, you think of Nebraska, because I was out there once when my brother was in college there. You think of Nebraska flat, what? You know, Nebraska as a state has more rivers than any other state in the country?
I did not know that.
And this time, and normally what happens is they don't flood all at the same time, but because of that storm that went up to the Midwest.
Right.
All the rivers, with all the snow melt and all the rain, all flooded at the same time. That hasn't happened in like 20 or 30 years.
Wow.
And just like it left them paralyzed, and you don't hear about it that much in the news. I'm surprised about that. I'm very surprised about that. That you're
very
about it.
Very interesting. And a friend of mine who I saw yesterday at the party that I went to is also a weather buff. He said to me, he said, is it kind of interesting that the storm that hit the plains this week? I said, yeah. He goes, you know, with the pressures dropping and they were calling it a cyclone Bonnie. He said, yeah, that's usually the kind of storm we get along the East Coast.
Yeah.
He said, it's very rare, you know, that they get a storm like that in the plains. I said, yeah, you're right. He said, so things are really, you know, out of whack. I said, they are. And him and I were discussing next Friday or this Friday. And he said, I haven't heard anybody mention a word about it. Mm. I said, no, you just keep your eyes open. I said, and let's see what evolves as we go through the week. So I'm sure he's going to be watching it too. But other than that, Marshall, I could not find your movie.
Which one?
Father's, whatever it is, Father something, Dad something.
It's on Netflix.
Like that, like Father. I can't get into Netflix.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Why?
No, because I'm not a member.
It's only like $12 a month. Come on.
I know, but it's like I watch movies every once in a blue moon. But I'll tell you, this is what happened. So I tried that, and then I tried getting The Visit with George C. Scott.
Yeah.
Not The Visit, I'm sorry. The Hospital with George C. Scott. And it's not on, it's not part of Amazon Prime. So therefore, you'd have to rent it, and it's $2.99. And I'm saying, well, you know, I'm not going to rent it and pay $3. So I may hate the movie, you know? So then I said, you know, there's always a free source. It's called the library. So I went on my computer to check my library to see if they had them, both, and they have both of them.
They have both those movies?
Excuse me? Both movies. They have them, and they're right there on the shelves. So I will take myself down at the end of the week, because I'll never have time to do this during the week. And I'll get it for this coming weekend, and I'll watch both movies for free.
Which movies are they now that you're going to get?
The Hospital.
Yeah.
And Like Father, the one that you recommended.
All right. You'll enjoy Like Father. I don't know whether you'll end up doing it, but you'll enjoy it.
Well, I don't know how we would do it, because it takes place on a boat.
Oh, I think that's why I think you could do it. All you have to do, because it takes place on a boat, it takes place on the inside of a boat.
Right.
So if you were at a, you could shoot at a restaurant for a bar scene. You could shoot, there's a lot of different places you could shoot for the scene where they're on stage twice. But you'll see. You'll see.
I'll see. But the, what I'm trying to do, Marshall, is
make it easier.
I was going to say I'm trying to downsize, but I am. I'm trying to find a movie, you know, where I don't have to carry and lug equipment all over the place, you know, and just get it done the oven. I guess I mean, if I wanted to, I could probably decorate the studio as if it were the inside of a boat.
Well, why don't you, if you want to keep it really, really easy, right? Then do a one man show like Hal Holbrook used to do with, Samuel Clemens. He did that whole one man show. Just do a one man show like that.
Yeah, no. Then I mean, the whole thing is for the lake people to participate. So we need a lot of people. But that's why this movie that you were talking about, I watched the trailer, should be a good thing. But, you know, again, it wouldn't be that hard to simulate a boat.
No, it really
wouldn't. Especially, think about this, Marshall. If I put blue screen in back of all the windows in the studio.
You could change and do whatever you want.
I could mat footage of the ocean.
Absolutely.
On the blue screen, and it'll look like we're moving.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyways, take a look at the movie, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.